Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Great to catch up with Lester Munson, lawyer, analyst, Sports Illustrated, ESPN. How you doing, Lester?
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the program. It's good to talk to you.
Well, great hearing from you. And before we get into a lot of the work you're doing right now, how are you holding up during the quarantine?
Well, we're doing okay. The spending a lot of time in the house, occasional trips out to the grocery store. I've learned how to wear a mask. It took me a little while. I guess I'm just slow on the uptick sometimes.
But, yeah, we're all doing it now. Who was that masked man? Are you enjoying watching sports events from when you first started covering sports, like 30 years ago?
Right. It's incredible. I turn them on. I think, oh, this will be good. And then 5 minutes later, I can't stand it. But the Michael Jordan documentary was a welcome relief on Sunday night. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, we're enjoying watching that. Well, let's talk about your work. And I don't know if a lot of people know about what you do with the Hazelden Betty Ford facility in Chicago and elsewhere. How are you involved, and why did you get involved?
Well, I am a recovering guy. I started my period of sobriety 36 years ago. It was one of the great blessings of my life. And during my time of sobriety, of course, I attended hundreds, if not thousands, of AA meetings. Most of them were in church basements, but then at a certain point, Hazelden opened up a facility here in Chicago and began to hold AA meetings there. I started going. They were, like all AA meetings, terrific experiences, and I gradually got involved with Hazelden. All of a sudden, I was on the board of the entire organization. We had a merger with Betty Ford several years ago, and now we are the nation's leading organization that treats alcoholism and addiction. We have 17 locations across the country. I'm serving on a board with 18 other people who are many of them recovering. It's just been a wonderful experience for me. I became the chairman several months ago, which means I'm doing even more of this activity, and I love every minute of it. We try to help people. We are a force for hope and healing for individuals and families who are affected by addiction and alcoholism. And it's been one of life's great experiences for me.
I was thinking about this the other day. We've heard all the stories lately about alcohol sales increasing 55% during this pandemic. And what about people who need to go to these AA meetings? What are they doing? What's happening?
Well, now you would be amazed. AA meetings are done virtually. You get into the meeting through Zoom or WebEx or GoToMeeting. I've been to several. And if you go to an AA meeting in the basement of Holy Name Cathedral, you're going to see some interesting characters from Chicago. You'd be amazed who shows up at these things. But now, on the virtual meeting, somebody can be calling in from Vancouver. And because everybody, suddenly the meetings are international, if not global. We at Hazelden have a number of meetings that we produce that are virtual meetings, and it's going to be interesting to see. They work, I think, right now. Everybody that I've heard talk about them, they work just as well. Not quite as well, but just as well as another meeting. And then we've had meetings of our board at Hazelden where we are anticipating that when the pandemic ends, there will be a surge of people who are going to be seeking treatment and seeking some sobriety after having difficulty during the pandemic. I'm not sure we're correct about this, but we are definitely getting ready for an influx of patients when this comes to an end.
Well, you know, with the anxiety and the stories we're hearing indicate you're right. People are buying more alcohol online as well during this pandemic. And I imagine one of the big problems right now for all of us, the feeling of isolation.
That is a very important element in the disease of alcoholism. The disease has a pattern in which your drinking becomes worse and worse. The isolation becomes worse and worse. At a certain point, either you realize where you are or you don't. And there's no doubt that the isolation produces increases in drinking, I think, whether you have an alcohol problem or not. So That's part of the thinking that leads us to think we will have a surge of population when this is over.
Hey, Bob, if I could get Lester to put his sports hat back on for a minute. Yeah. Lester, good morning.
Dave.
The new NFL CBA, it's eliminated suspensions for positive drug tests. This is a pretty dramatic change that kind of slipped under the radar a little bit when the agreement was approved. What's the thinking behind this change?
I think this is part of an overall trend among the player unions, Dave. There has been a recognition over the years that addiction and alcoholism are diseases, that they can affect anybody, and that rather than punish, the owners of the teams should be willing to treat the problem. This first started with the Major League Baseball Players Association. Even under Marvin Miller, the founder of the union, and later under Donald Fehr, they were both very much focused on having treatment instead of punishment for drug problems. The football players were slow on this, but now they're finally figuring it out. And then on top of that, we have this whole layer of the decriminalization of marijuana use, and that leads even the NFL owners to begin to understand that they're going to have to lighten up on somebody who's a stoner and gets caught at training camp. So it was part of a trend that's been going on slowly but steadily for some time.
I guess the other issue now, and this maybe got crystallized in baseball a little bit with the death of Tyler Skaggs last year, but opioids, is that getting more attention now than after the focus had been on steroids for the past, 20-plus years?
Yes, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Particularly elite athletes who need to be able to perform at a level that most of us can appreciate only by seeing how well they do. They need to be at their best. If they're suffering some level of pain, some level of difficulty, there is an expectation that they perform in the face of that, and that definitely leads toward opioids, toward OxyContin or some of the other drugs that people use to reduce pain. If you happen to be a person with some addictive DNA, then that leads to a problem. And I think, oddly enough, it's been easier for management, for the owners, to understand opioid addiction than it has been for other drug problems. So it's definitely now a factor, and that will be covered by union agreements the same way marijuana and cocaine have been.
Lester, I wish I could plug Joss Gleason and Ben Bentley into this conversation right now.
Oh, do I miss those guys? Oh, my goodness. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, and
nothing
of course, like it. And of course, the youngster, Tellender. That was something, the sports writers. Lester Munson, and everybody around here knows him as a fixture of the Chicago sports scene, nationally known, especially for his work as a legal sports analyst on ESPN. Good to hear you, Lester. Glad everything's going good. You sound healthy. Hope you stay that way.
I'm going to try. You guys too. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Dave.